Hey guys, what's up? Thanks so much for tuning in to the Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Today we are talking all about neutralizing harmful thoughts about your non-dieting body. Now, I have been on a bit of a personal journey for the past two-ish years, maybe a little bit longer. And if you've been hanging out with me for a while, you've probably been seeing some of it unfolding over on my social media and my blog. In early 2018, I had kind of this radical epiphany. I was standing in my kitchen, taking my before pictures right before another boot camp that I was running, and I had this little voice kind of whisper to me that you are still dieting. And it was in that moment that I knew immediately the reason that life felt so hard, that it felt so hard to kind of maintain the weight loss or to stick with those food rules and the portions and all of that, is because I was dieting and trying to call it a healthy lifestyle. But the reality is that being in sort of that dieting mindset, in that restrictive mindset, doesn't allow for it to ever feel relaxed or for it to feel like a lifestyle, because you're always worried about doing it perfectly. I thought I was just being healthy, always kind of watching what I was eating, monitoring my calories or my macros or my portion sizes, exercising rigidly to the routine, following the program, almost like I was an athlete getting paid, and focusing so much on my weight loss or my fat loss. I was obsessed with what my body looked like from day to day, hopping on the scale daily, if not even a couple times of the day. The catch, though, is that all of that kind of behavior was on some very deep level stressing me out. And just to be clear, it is the same kind of stress that our bodies experience if we are actually in harm, like being chased by a bear or a hungry lion. Your body doesn't really know the difference between the stress that you might feel about following a diet or your weight any different than it knows that same kind of stress to be like when you are physically in harm's way. And ironically, stress is a pretty big contributor to all sorts of things, including weight gain, which, if you think about it, that's exactly what I and so many of you are trying to avoid. But yet we get kind of caught up in that stressful cycle about what do I eat? How do I look? How is my body sort of comparing to other people? And we don't recognize that all of that kind of obsession and focus and negative energy could actually be giving us the results that we are working so hard to overcome. So as you can imagine, going from being so centered on being healthy and having the body to prove it, because if we're being honest, when we think about health and fitness, we probably think of very specific types of bodies, right? And thinking about my body so much on any given day beyond what it felt like, it's been a huge mindset shift for me to move out of kind of that traditional mainstream mindset around health, fitness, nutrition, what my body should look like, into this place of not really thinking about my body a whole lot, not really thinking about my weight, not really thinking about portions or calories or macros, and really just eating, taking a mindful and intuitive approach, not only to my eating and my nutrition, but also to the way that I move and exercise my body. I mean, that is a huge radical shift. And the more steeped in kind of that diet mentality that you've been, or the more severe your disordered eating or body dysmorphia has been, the harder it's going to be, or maybe the more time it's going to take for you to kind of work through and come out on the other side and really make that mindset shift. So of course, not really focusing on monitoring or restricting calories, or, you know, not always working out with the idea of fat loss in mind, that has changed how my body has looked, right? Like, I'm not as lean as I used to be. I may or may not be the same weight. And there was definitely kind of some reckoning that had to come there, because my body's a little bit softer now. I mean, I still feel pretty strong. I still feel pretty muscular, pretty fit overall, but maybe I don't look it right the same way, right? Like when you initially look at me now, or when I look at my body now, I may not feel like I look like the fit level that I feel on the inside. I think sometimes we hear that really described with people that are old and like a calendar age, but they don't feel that same age. I feel like this can be kind of that same sort of experience that we have, where maybe our body doesn't look the part, but we feel it on the inside. So just know that as you kind of do start to make that shift from maybe being hyper-focused on your food, on your body, on your weight, kind of moving out of that and moving into more of that non-diet mindset or that non-diet space, your body is going to change, and it's going to take you a little bit of time to kind of catch up to that mentally. And it's going to take a lot of mindset work, right? I mean, it's not something that is just going to quickly go away, especially when we are daily bombarded with the different messages around what our body should and shouldn't look like. One of the biggest shifts, though, I think that we can make is that we can recognize that we actually get to choose what to think about our bodies. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. You ultimately get to choose what you think about your body now and what you perceive that if you had a body that was lighter or was fitter or something like that down the road, you're kind of perceiving or you are choosing what you think you would feel like in that body. So why not start to think about that now? Why not start to feel those things and think those thoughts about your body now? The Bible talks a lot about us kind of managing our mind, right? Not letting all of those thoughts run rampant, not focusing on negative things, but instead focusing on things that are good, that are pure, that are right, that are basically life-giving instead of life-draining. So you've got to really be mindful of what it is that you let in. You've got to be on guard with your mind and really be paying attention to the messages and the images and the thoughts that you not only let in, but the things that you allow to continue to live in your mind and take up real estate there. So if we can choose what we want to think about our body or really anything else for that matter, then that ultimately means that there's no such thing as a good or bad body. Just like there's no such thing as a good or bad food, it's all bodies, it's all food. And the reality is that diversity was created on purpose. It's intentional, right? So we're not all supposed to have the same kind of body, but yet that's the kind of messaging that we are told and sold day in and day out. This means that your thoughts about your body are relative. And it's all about perspective. It's all about what it is that you choose and what it is that you decide that you want to be believing about your body. I'll be honest, it hasn't been easy letting go of my old ways or my old thoughts about what a healthy or fit body should look like. There have been many days when I feel like maybe I should try to shape up a bit or tone up, you know, my thighs or my arms or a little bit more here or there. I have moments when I'm tempted to start pinching or berating myself for cellulite or having an imperfect body. And in recovery, that is all a part of the process, right? It's kind of reconciling and sort of grieving, if you will, even some of the things that you are letting go, because the reality is that those thoughts and those beliefs that we've had have really shaped a lot of our identity. And in a way, we're kind of breaking up with that old identity and allowing a new identity to be formed and to be created. So I recognize that it is not always easy to jump right into the positive. So if you really have experienced some negative and intense feelings about your body, to tell you to just start loving yourself and loving your body feels like a really big jump. It's scary and it's not even really realistic. So what if we just, instead of kind of going through that phony, you know, fake it till you make it, what if we just practice kind of going one step nicer, one step closer to neutral, and just finding that common ground where we don't really feel anything about our body, because that's a totally okay place too, right? It's okay to not feel anything negative about your body, but it's also okay to not feel anything positive. It's okay to just kind of be in your body and not really feel anything, not really think anything one way or the other. I just want to drive home that truth that at the end of the day, no matter where you're at in your journey, no matter what your body looks like now, you get to decide what a healthy and good and fit body looks like for you. And spoiler, it may not be what you initially thought. For me, it's the body that seems to take the least amount of time or effort or energy to maintain. This goes back to this idea of the minimum dosage effect. So in medicine, you want to basically give your patient or take the littlest amount of medicine possible to get the desired result. And I truly believe that that's what living a healthy lifestyle is as well. It's doing the very minimum to elicit the results that you want in any given area. So do enough to get the results that you want, but do no more. Like, give that energy and that time to other things and other areas of your life that actually need that attention. Maybe that's building a business or picking up a hobby or going back to school or spending more time with your family or your husband or going out for girls' nights and allowing yourself to be fully present, to enjoy your time, to enjoy the meal and the experience without that little negative voice kind of always running in the background. So what's the plan? How can you take steps today to start neutralizing thoughts about your body? Take one tiny step toward a more neutral feeling toward your body. So the next time you look in the mirror, you might be tempted to go to that negative headspace, but I want to challenge you to just stand there and look at your body. Practice looking at it objectively. So when those negative thoughts come in, you've got to be mindful to be pushing those away. And instead of judging your body based on good or bad, what does your body allow you to do? Maybe, you know, my legs are strong, they are healthy, they allow me to walk my dogs, or they allow me to take my kids to the park and play on the play structure. Practice looking at yourself without judgment, and don't judge when that negative voice comes back. Just observe. That could be probably the hardest thing, right? Because then we can get stuck in that cycle of judging ourselves for judging ourselves. And we don't want to get stuck in that game. Just acknowledge when those negative thoughts come, allow yourself to sit with them for a minute, and then push them aside. Another thing to do is to unfollow accounts or media that triggers those negative thoughts and feelings about your body, or that kind of makes you feel like maybe you do need to go back to more of that dieting mindset or that dieting lifestyle. You will, of course, probably have those days when that negative voice comes back, or when you see those images or messages in your feed that undermine all the work that you're doing. You just have to remind yourself that you don't want to go back to that place. You are ultimately in the driver's seat, and you are in charge of what you choose to think. Over time, with practice, you will begin to make peace with your non-diet body, just like I have and so many other women have. You'll find that you have so much more time and energy to invest in things that you want to do. For me, I get to be more present with coaching my clients, with being with my husband or my kids, or building the business of my dreams, writing, working on other projects. For you, it might be that you have time to finally pick up that hobby that you've put off on the side, or maybe it is going back to school or getting a job or starting a business, whatever that is for you. When you're dieting, the reality is that you just really don't have a lot of bandwidth to do anything else, because if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of our energy and mental space is wrapped up in thoughts about food or about our body or about exercise or about comparison. We could be consumed by insecurity if we're not careful. So I want to see you going from being totally stressed out or obsessed with your body, insecure, to being a woman who understands that you have so much more value and such a bigger purpose than what it is that you look like. There is that weird piece that I thought I would never experience, even at a size zero, being in this body that I am now. There's room to enjoy the holidays or birthdays without thinking about how I'm going to have to work it off or pay for it later. And that is what I want for you too. And that all begins right there in your mind. So today I want you to practice choosing being more neutral with your thoughts towards your body or towards food, and just taking that one small step to sit with yourself just as you are in a non-judgmental and kind way. I hope that this gives you some encouragement, some inspiration to take action today. Simply just practice noticing those negative thoughts and pushing them aside. If you want to learn more about me and the work that I do, or if you want to learn more about the Mindful Eating Project, where we dive into a lot of this stuff more in depth, head on over to aliciacarlson.com. Make sure you sign up for the email notification so you can be on that wait list when we open the doors again. Or if you want to hang out with me on social, check the description box below for the links for that. Can't wait to hang out with you again next week. Until then.